Hi, this is a dictation for Malcolm Pennington, MalcolmPennington. Malcolm Pennington, data service is 3/31/2022. It is a follow-up visit, date of birth 1557, and date of accident is 12/19/2019. Mr. Malcolm Pennington is coming to visit us today for a follow-up visit. Initially, he was involved in an automobile accident as follows. He was rear-ended and as a restaurant driver in around Warren near I-75 and 12 mile while he was waiting for a red light. This caused him headache and symptoms of TBI like loss of equilibrium, forgetfulness, loss of memory, number 2 in the bed, erectile dysfunction, and blurred vision. In addition, patient suffered from severe pain in the right shoulder into the lower back and right thigh and right knee. Numbness of the right second, third, fourth finger. The MRIs were found positive for bulging disc and ligamentum flavum thickening and structured hypertrophy from L1, L2 to all the way to L5S1. There is a central disc herniation at L5S1 and there is a near complete effacement of CSF fluid spaces around cord equina nerve roots in L4, L5. The cervical spine similarly shows a bulging disc from C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, and along with facet hypertrophy and uncontrollable hypertrophy, neuroforamen narrowing. Patient also suffered from damage to right shoulder. The MRI was found positive for lateral tearing posteriorly, as well as decrease or thinning of the glenohumeral cartilage and the tendinitis of the supraspinatus tendon, AC joint osteoarthritis, subacromial subgeltoid bursa edema. The patient also reports today that his pain in the knee has not gone away as was expected. He was provided several injections in the past and he reports that he cannot climb the steps, he cannot sit on the floor. His ability to walk is severely limited to less than half a block. He has a difficult time sleeping as well. His pain is focused in the neck and lower back to a tune of 4. He received 4 epidural injections to the lower spine and he has not returned since last injection was done on 10/29/2021. He also reportedly had a right sacroiliitis. But patient has not returned for his injections for sacroiliac joint. Pain level varies from 3 to 5 and 50% pain is resolved and relieved due to the current pain management protocol. The patient reports that in the ADL he is suffering from walking ability, work and sleep to the tune of 5. In the system review, in neurology, the patient has a difficulty sleeping and anxiety. He denies any headaches or any symptom of TBI like dizziness, vertigo, memory problem, balance problems, or vision problems. In the pain and numbness, patient has an ongoing stiffness in the right shoulder and neck and lower back stiffness, as well as pain in the right shoulder, neck, and mid-back, lower back. They are associated with some moderate difficulty walking due to severe pain in the knee and the hip. The patient does say that he has a severe pain in the right hip. That was not mentioned before. In the GI, patient has incontinence of the bowel but denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems. He denies any stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has shortness of breath but denies any asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing. Last 30 days, patient reports improvement in his pain overall and the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma are reported. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, alcohol is used, but patient does not use marijuana. Compliance history, patient is compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals blood pressure is 156 over 86, pulse is 87, the pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination will be identical to previous visit of 2/24/2022, dictation number is 0225-0885. 085. Plan of care. Patient consistently refuses to have a surgical consultation for any spine surgery or the joint surgery. However, we are going to order an MRI for the knee, right knee and right hip to identify the pathology that is bothering him. And so far, heretofore unknown to me. Possibly he has got a meniscus tear in the knee, right knee, causing him a problem. It could also be associated with a anterior cruciate or posterior cruciate ligament tear. He does point out to medial collateral ligament pain also. In the hip, similarly, I do not believe he has a fracture, but some issue is left, like tendonitis, and it will be better to do a MRI for the issue to identify correct pathology. At this time, patient is advised to continue his sacroiliac joint injections as soon as possible. Thank you.